Hey, if you want to get on my calendar and have a free coaching session, just like the one you're about to listen to now, my calendar is open. Go ahead and click the link in the show notes to schedule your free coaching session. If you've got a question that you just need a quick answer to, if you're feeling stuck about something and you're hoping to get an answer or a different perspective on it, if you're feeling like nothing is really working right now in your business, I guarantee you there is something that's working. You're just not looking for it. We can uncover any or all of that inside of one of these free focused action coaching sessions. And you will also get the opportunity to be to promote your business live on my podcast. So go ahead, click the link in the show notes, and let's dive into today's coaching. Hey, hey, welcome back to The Real Truth About Business. I'm so excited to dive into today's coaching session. Today, I am joined by Lori Stanley with Lori Stanley Nonprofit Consulting out of Canada. Lori, welcome. It's so great to have you here. And just a little backstory for the listeners out there. I want you to understand the process of how Lori found or how we've connected, because I think it's really important too. I'm going to dive in and give Lori her time for sure, but I want to make sure you guys are understanding as you're listening that relationships and your a little glimmer of hope, if you're feeling like nothing is working, that it does work. And sometimes you just don't see it. So I put a post up a couple of weeks ago when my husband lost his job on LinkedIn, and it went viral, quote unquote, like it went the epitome of quote unquote viral, right? And so Lori actually found me through that post and started following my podcast, jumped on my email list, and now here she is. So again, I would have never known that had Lori not told me that. So just know that sometimes you don't always see what's working behind the scenes. So anyway, Lori, it's all about you now. Let's dive in. How are you?
I'm doing awesome. Super excited about what's about to unfold.
Yeah, me too. Okay. So we were talking a little bit before we hit record about some of your struggles. So you primarily work with nonprofits and you help them with their strategy and strategic planning, which, you know, I love all of those words. And one of your struggles you feel is that you are doing a lot of requests for proposals, RFPs, for people that don't understand that acronym, request for proposal, which means they're going on to like, is there like a lead site or something? Like, where are those RFPs coming from?
There are a number of different lead sites where you can find them. Sometimes they'll specifically reach out to you and say, can you submit this RFP?
Okay, that's what I thought. Okay, but you are looking to do a little bit more of inbound. You'd like to have a little bit more inbound lead where people are coming to you because they've seen your content, not just because they jumped on a leads platform and liked what they saw there. Correct.
Yeah. The RFP process is very time consuming. There's some challenges. There's some flaws within it. It's not ideally the way I want to do the work because I do want to have more of a personal connection with my clients. I value a discovery call where I can deeply understand what it is they're trying to achieve and the desired outcomes. And you don't get that from an RFP.
Okay. Awesome. All right. So you have you post consistently on LinkedIn and you ideally work with the nonprofit that understands strategy and strategic planning. But at the end of the day, when I was looking through your content, and now personally, again, like I'm not in the nonprofit space. I've never run a nonprofit on my own. I did work for one a couple of times. One of the things that I see, and maybe this is something we can have a little conversation around, is I feel like your content speaks over them. Like it's very hot. It's very deep. And, or it's like, I'm looking at this one post right now about it's a carousel post, which is super cute. Are your resources being wasted? Projects failing? Think your staff don't get it? Are you not getting an impact? Right? Like, but what does that mean by take on more with the same resources, focus more on the day-to-day operations? Like, what resources are they, right? Like, do they know what resources are being wasted? Is it their time? Is it their money? Does that make sense? When you say resources, like, what does that mean in the world of nonprofit?
So I'll ponder upon that a little bit more. I would think that they would understand what it means. The resources are the people, their time, and their money. And so nonprofits often seek out grants, and then they'll provide an additional program, additional service using that grant. But grants don't always cover all of the needs. So infrastructure is something that isn't necessarily supported. So in essence, they take on a new program with the same staff. And so they're stretching the staff more thin. And then you're not as effective or as impactful if you were efficiently resourced.
Okay. So right there, when you think about that, and I want you, hopefully when you listen to this replay, right? Like, think about your ideal client. They're busy, they're tapped out, they're overwhelmed, right? They are running thin. They're running on minimal resources. Now they're scrolling social media, but they're also thinking about all the other things. And you're not calling out their immediate struggle. Like, they see resources, they don't need that. But what about, like, did you take on a new project and didn't have the money to hire new staff, right? Is your staff running thin, right? Like that immediately, or you know what I mean? Like, is your staff stretched so thin? Now they're going to be like, oh, yes, wait, 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 let me, yes, I'm resonating with that, right? Do you see where just a slight change in how you are presenting it on LinkedIn will help them to stop the scroll? Does that make sense?
I do. So resources is more global. It's more abstract, like you said, over them high level, whereas your statement is much more detailed and specific about the exact pain points. And we all know it's about hitting those pain points and then putting in the solutions that I can bring to those pain points.
Exactly. And, you know, I know a lot of people hate the word pain point marketing, but I think pain point marketing can be viewed negatively when you're constantly digging at old wounds, right? Like when you're constantly like, a lot of people don't like that because that's what they think of when they think of pain point marketing. Mm-hmm. But I think about it as simplistically, like, what is their immediate issue, right? And my favorite example is that I like to use, and hopefully this will help you think about it, is we got a new puppy, right? And this was about a year ago, and I was working with the dog trainer, and she's a behaviorist, and she's telling me all the behaviors that the dog is doing. And I was like, okay, but at the end of the day, what do I need to do to get her to stop biting my feet? Right? Like, I understand all the behavioral science behind that. And I love that you want to tell me all of that. But right now, all I need her to do is stop biting me. Right? Like, so what is that? It's more about that. It's like, it is a pain, but it's like, what is the immediate issue? What are they dealing with in this moment? Because most people, most businesses, nonprofits, whatever, they can't see beyond what is happening right now. Right. And so a lot of your content, from what I'm seeing on LinkedIn, when I was scrolling it, is very broad. It's very long-term. It's very big picture, but what are they dealing with right this minute?
That's a huge insight. Thank you for that. That's awesome. And it is. Yeah, that's exactly how I'm talking.
Yeah. So, and then also too, the other thing that you mentioned, and I want you to also put yourself back in these shoes, is think about how you and I connected. You and I connected through a very personal story, right? And you said the reason you want to start doing more inbound and doing more discovery calls is because you want that relationship. You want that personality. You want that personal connection to them. Your LinkedIn content doesn't really have a lot of that at all, right? So give them a little bit more of that personal side too, I think, in general. And I think you know, it does really resonate. People love to connect with people, whether they're business, a nonprofit, whether they're still a business, a person on the other side of this.
So I think further back, there are more of those personal stories, I've been doing more of the last ones had really been nonprofit specific, educational. But your point, I appreciate and is well taken, I stepped away from the balance. Like, I would typically do a week where it's, here's something educational, here's some social proof, here's a personal story. But this past
I
week,
love that.
Well, but I didn't do it. But it's,
no, that's okay. Yeah, yeah. We all get off, you know, we all get off course. And I think we get in our own heads too, right? Like in general, as business owners, we get in our own heads of like, okay, I need to educate. I need to educate. I need to tell these people. I really need to tell people what that I've got all this knowledge and I want to share this with them. But at the end, but what we also have to remember is for the most part, people can't absorb that amount of knowledge. And it's simply because we're just so freaking busy. You know, we're so overwhelmed. And half the time while when people are scrolling, they're also doing six other things. So they're not in a place where they're actually absorbing information. Now you do a lot of the educational style on your blog, which I think is great. People are actively searching the blogs. They're wanting to read it. They're wanting to be educated. But keep your LinkedIn, especially if you want to deal more on the relational side. And actually, I would talk about that. I would talk about how much that means to you and how, why you want, you know what I mean? That you love to get to know them. You want to get to know their nonprofit. You want to understand like their mission and their values and like be a part of their impact, right? Really talk about how that is so important to you to have that personal connection to them.
That makes great sense. Absolutely.
And so that's, yeah, I think, I mean, other than that, I think it's just small shifts. Now, did you any outreach with the people? Do you do any DMs or anything of that?
Yeah. So not as much as I feel I should. So that's sort of the next step on what I was starting to do and then trying to find my groove with that. Cause it's a little uncomfortable. I've listened to your podcast and you're like, this is when I'm in my prime and when I'm best, this is work for me. So, you know, I do have a couple of folks in the pipeline and I'm nurturing that relationship. I am starting to go out physically to events. You know, I've sat in on some virtual events, but trying to find, you know, authentic ways to say a little something through a DM or follow up with someone is an area of focus.
Okay. So just try to always think about it as continuing the conversation, right? You started the conversation through your content. You started the conversation in the comments. So sending a DM is just continuing this conversation. It's just, you know, take it out of the DM is spammy, you know, like just try to really shift your brain of like, how can I continue this conversation? If this were a friend, how would I reach back out to them? How would I say like, hey, haven't chatted with you in a while, or hey, I see this is going on, or you know what I mean? Something of that sort. Like there's obviously a strategy around the DMs, but if you are just looking to stay top of mind, it can simply be continuing the conversation and doesn't need to be anything more than that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I am interested in not being salesy. And so that's also why I haven't really gone out to people that I was really just having a presence, being visible and having them come to me. But I've realized that I need to just do a little bit more of the building that relationship, making the connection, reaching out to them. But
again, yeah. And you have another lead magnet that you were telling me about. You said you had two lead magnets. So that's also a great way, especially if it's not one that you've promoted. It's a great way to keep in touch and be like, hey, by the way, Lori, I just wanted to shoot you a quick message. I created this new PDF or whatever it is. I've got this new ebook and it's all around blah, blah, blah. And here's why I think it would be helpful for you. I'm happy to share. It's completely free. Is it, you know, would you be interested? Don't just send them the lead magnet, but just tell them like, I created this resource. Here's why I think you would like it. Here's why I thought of you. Is it something you'd be interested in? And that's a great way, especially if you haven't promoted it, to just get back in their inbox.
Yeah. Easy. You can do that.
Awesome. And then the only other thought I had is have you done any free or small paid workshops or master classes or live events where people can come and get a little taste of you?
I haven't. I've done more of the podcasts. I did two webinars. That's right. Yeah, podcasts and webinars, but yeah, not any of the listed items like a master class or.
Well, if you already have those podcasts and those webinars, you can turn them into a masterclass that you can host on your own too, right? Like it doesn't have to be something new. Think about the topics you talked about on a podcast, turn it into a live masterclass, a 20-minute live masterclass that you can create an event on LinkedIn, and then you can invite people to it, because then you get the list of attendees and those type of things. And so it could be something very informal. It doesn't have to be like a big registration process or anything of that sort. I mean, if you want to keep it very simple, it could simply be throw the event up on LinkedIn, invite people to it, and, you know, and just go on Zoom like we are right now.
Okay.
Just give people a taste of you. I think that's so important, especially to that personal connection. People start to really get an idea of who you are and what you can bring to the table.
I had recently heard a nonprofit leader say, try before I buy. And that's what they're wanting from a consultant. So it's exactly what you're talking about, is I do want to get a little sample. I do want to get a little taste to see if it's a fit.
Yeah, I think right now everybody's got, you know, every business, nonprofit, they are definitely spending differently than they have in the past. And so I don't want to say they're not spending, because I don't believe that. I do think people are still spending. I think they're just getting much choosier about who they're spending with. They're doing their due diligence, which I actually love and appreciate, because for so long people were just throwing money at things. And that's unfortunately why many people have had such a negative experience. So I love that people are doing their due diligence, but with that in mind, we've got to give them an opportunity to do their due diligence with us and let them see, just like this is a taste of what it would be like coaching with me, right? Like, I don't expect that. It's 100%. I mean it when I say it's free, but it's a nice opportunity for people to get an experience of what it would be like.
What do you think about the idea of, I was contemplating doing a post that used that try before you buy as the tag headline in that story of the non-profit leader's statement, and invite people to a virtual coffee just as an opportunity to get to know me, pose a question. Like no pressure sales, just let's chat. What do you think of that?
I love the idea. I would not use try before you buy, because then they're going to assume you're going to sell them, right? Like, what if they're not ready to buy? Okay. So I would just talk about, you could even say, like, you could share the story about how, I would just shift it a little bit about how I understand, like, it can be scary. You just don't know. Like, I want to be of resource to you. I want to be of value to you. Let's just have a coffee chat. That's how I built my business primarily, is through coffee chat. So I firmly believe in that, but I wouldn't call it try before you buy, only because you don't want them to jump on a coffee chat and expect the bait and switch. So if you really just want it to be a virtual coffee, put a post up and throw your calendar link out there and invite people. And that's another great way to use the DMs. Hey, Lori, thanks so much for commenting. I'd love to get to know you a little bit more. Would you be open to a virtual coffee chat?
Okay, that feedback was like gold. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, we got that one tidbit. Don't say try before you buy. Yeah, I love it.
Awesome. Awesome. So to recap a few things that we talked about today, number one is a little bit with your content. Think about the immediate pain point, right? Like, think about the things that you would say in a conversation. Think about the conversations or the reasons people are coming. Even if you have to, like, get on a Zoom with somebody and just explain to them, like you did exactly to me, they're struggling, they're buying new, you know what I mean? And then transcribe that and pull out those pieces of exactly what they're dealing with. Use that in your content. Add in, like you said, a little bit more personal, which you were doing, you just got away from, which I think is great. Start sending and reconnecting through the DMs. We've got that strategy as well with your new lead magnet, and potentially offering some type of event or masterclass or virtual coffee, just to give people an opportunity to get to know you.
Okay. That's all extremely helpful. I can absolutely use it and will.
Awesome. All right. Where can people connect with you, Lori, or if they know somebody that is a nonprofit, primarily on LinkedIn?
Primarily on LinkedIn. I'm also, you can find my website, and that's at nonprofitconsulting.ca. And then certainly join my email list, either accessing it through LinkedIn or through my website.
Awesome. And we'll make sure we get all those links in the show notes for sure. Lori, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much for booking this chat with me. And let me know if you have any other questions.
Likewise, I appreciate you. Thank you very much.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey there. Are you a small business owner frustrated by the growth of your business and ready to increase your profits, your leads, and sales? Whether you're 1 year in or 7 years in, I want to connect with you for a free rapid fire strategy call. In this free 20-minute call, we will dive deep into your current growth strategy, see what's working, what's not working, and see where you are leaving money and opportunity on the table. If you are ready to stop spinning your wheels and start seeing results from your actions, hop on my calendar today by going to michelledenioconsulting.com and book your free rapid fire strategy session.